Create in us clean hearts, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Amen. Be seated. That's the third time I've read that gospel today, and each time it has hit a little closer to home what we are about to do. Is in a sense in direct contradiction to what the gospel has told us to do. I don't know if it's just irony or out and out contradiction, but we are about to do something to disfigure our faces. I know you all came here expecting to leave with an ashen cross on your brows, and you will, but did you know that there is already an invisible cross on your forehead? It's already there, and Iris is ahead of me. A young priest by the name of Adam Thomas used that question to teach a group of 5-year-olds about the practice of imposing ashes on Ash Wednesday. He continued, "When you were baptized, a priest took some oil and made a cross right here and said, 'You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever.' And that cross is still there. We can't see it, but it's a reminder that you belong to God and that God loves you very much. Today is a special day, because we're going to use some special dust to make that cross appear on your foreheads again. Lent is a season of preparation for observing the passion and the resurrection of our Lord with great devotion. The purpose of this preparation is to create in us clean hearts. Sounds impossible, and indeed it really is for us alone on our own to do so. Historically, the timing of Lent has intended to provide a season of preparation for those who will be washed in baptism and for those who, because of notorious sin, need to renew their faith and their relationship with God and the church through repentance. I'm sure that doesn't apply to anybody here. Penitence has always been a seasonal theme preceding baptism. As a matter of fact, early baptismal liturgies enacted the turning that repentance requires. Repentance actually means to turn. When the candidate was brought into the baptismal pool, they would face west for the renunciation of evil. Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Then they would be physically, bodily turned to face east and the sunrise. Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? In their bodies, they would enact their repentance. Penitence involves turning away from darkness, from the past, from the works of evil, sin, and everything deathly. Penitence also involves turning to the light, orienting ourselves to what is of true and ultimate worth, toward life in which Christ abides in us and we in him. Ash Wednesday is an opportunity for us to make visible and remember the cross that was marked on our foreheads in baptism as we were sealed as Christ's own forever. in pronouncing the invitation to a holy Lent in this Ash Wednesday liturgy, priests around the world are appealing to the souls who are given into our care. And tonight, that means every single one of you. And we appeal to you to find ways to make room in your hearts for the living God to abide. Brother Mark Brown of the Society of St. John the Evangelist wrote 3 years ago in preparing for Ash Wednesday that Christ abides in us and we abide in him. We seek the Lord in the depths of our own selves, in the chapels of our hearts. Brother Mark's words evoke for me the perfect image for what the season of Lent is designed to do. Find ways to make a beautiful, sacred space in your heart in which the risen Christ can abide. Building those chapels in our hearts requires repentance, that turning from the things that draw us from the presence of God and turning toward Christ and the rising sun. That is true repentance. Building chapels in our hearts requires remembering the invisible cross that we bear on our foreheads and what it represents. Will you seek and serve Christ in all others? Will you strive for justice and acknowledge the dignity of every human being? We make that cross visible again today and remember the ways in which we have neglected to seek and serve Christ in others. Penitence is often expressed through sacrifice, and whatever sacrifice we make in this Lenten season needs to be bound up with what is going on in our hearts. In a little while, we will read Psalm 51, or actually the choir is going to sing it for us quite beautifully, I would imagine. That psalm describes perfectly the kind of sacrifice we need to make this Lenten season. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken and contrite heart. Such a heart and such a spirit is free to embrace the presence of God, which is God's greatest desire for us. And seeking a broken and contrite heart isn't a matter of harsh self-recrimination. We don't need to beat ourselves up. We don't need to do that, especially in this parish, in this year. Seeking a broken and contrite heart is a matter of humbling the heart to be open to the grace of God. We lay it out and open it up and let God pour out God's grace. And there's nothing we can do to conjure an experience of the grace of God. We can't manipulate God into fixing us. All we can do is to ask God to create a right spirit within us and then get out of the way while God proceeds to do just that. Ash Wednesday dares us to live each moment as if we belong to God, to take each breath as a gift and a prayer, and to remember the invisible cross that we bear. This is a work that requires our cooperation. And in recognition of that requirement, Christians have traditionally taken on Lenten disciplines to remind us that we can't cleanse our hearts on our own. I urge you to find a discipline that helps you to remember the invisible cross that you bear at all times, a discipline that is strong enough to bear the weight of your tendency to forget the existence of that invisible cross. but one that isn't so harsh that it makes you forget the grace of God that is sealed in you by that same cross. When we receive the cross of ashes, we do so in proclamation of a God who leaves a thumbprint on our foreheads, who breathes life into our dust and ashes. We proclaim a God who will not rest until we and all creation are transformed and our hearts become sacred chapels to house God's life-giving spirit so that we can share that with the world.